Joining us now is Joshua Johnson, reporter and anchor with WLRN, Miami Herald News from Miami. Good morning, Joshua.
Hey, what's up, John? Good morning.
And our friend Jerome Fawn, news director at WDET in Detroit. He joins us from Baltimore. Is that right, Jerome?
Nope, I'm here in Detroit.
You're in Detroit? Okay, great. Well, we wanted to bring you both on the program to get a outside-the-beltway reaction to Barack Obama speaking yesterday on healthcare, on Iran, on the situation with the regulations, and, of course, on the fact that he may not have actually quit smoking. Joshua Johnson, what are your listeners saying about what the president rolled out at his news conference? And we're thinking it's a long, hot summer ahead of the president at this point.
Yeah, you know, considering that it's 98 degrees in Miami right now, I don't appreciate that Bananarama song. There's nothing cool about the summer in Miami, so you know.
Okay.
It's hot and wet.
Thank you.
But in terms of Iran, right?
In any sort of reaction. I mean, you guys are taking the pulse of your various communities, and there was a lot to react to down there, and I wonder what you're hearing.
Well, in terms of Iran, I can start there. South Florida's Iranian community isn't necessarily huge, and it's not necessarily as unified as you might see in other places, which is kind of an offshoot of life in Miami. I guess I've kind of learned from being here that it's very dangerous to treat any group as a monolith. So when it comes to Cubans and Fidel Castro, every Cuban has a different perspective on how to deal with the Castro regime.
Right.
When it comes to Venezuelans and Hugo Chavez, everyone has a different perspective. So when it comes to Mousavi, there are some people who have said, yeah, he's the guy, and then there are others who kind of view him as a John Kerry, kind of a better than the current administration alternative. Like, they would rather have total reform in Iran, but if Mousavi is the first step towards that reform, then okay, fine.
Well, you actually sent one of your reporters to gauge reaction in your community, and here's a comment from Abdi Javodzadeh, who is a professor at Florida International University, which spends a lot of time talking about Middle East issues. Here's what the professor had to say.
It was a sign that there is still some kind of a collective behavior and collective thinking among Iranians, or at least South Florida. I've heard of other cities like New York and Washington and Los Angeles and other cities that Iranians have been able to come together over the same issue. So that's the exciting part.
I mean, we're certainly seeing that here in New York, Joshua. Are Iranians coming together over at least the coverage of what's going on there?
Well, they're coming. I'm not sure exactly how much it's gotten people's attention within the Iranian community, certainly. Outside, not so much. But
right.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk. There have been a lot of rallies and political conversations. FIU just held an event last Saturday for people to discuss it and debate everything over whether Iran should keep its current flag or go back to the old flag. So
that's
definitely gotten attention.
That's
interesting. It's definitely gotten attention.
The Middle East is always an issue there in Detroit, Jerome Vaughn. What are your listeners saying?
Well, primarily, they're waiting to see what's going on. I mean, the Iranian community is not all that large here. There were a few rallies. There was one up in Lansing with about 50 people a few days ago. There have been a few here in Metro Detroit. But overall, I think really people want to see how this is going to play out. We've had a number of people on that have talked to, you know, folks back home in Iran and, you know, talk about their concerns and business connections. And those are really the main concerns of people here, are family members back home and how business concerns might be hit. But it hasn't grown to this huge level here in the area that you think it might.
Well, in Detroit, of course, there are a number of things on the long, hot summer agenda there that would be of concern to your listeners, Jerome. I mean, forget the auto industry for a moment. Was there any reaction to the discussion of health care on this program? Senator Grassley, just about an hour ago, seemed to suggest that there's going to actually be a plan.
Healthcare is important. I mean, it's something that people think about, but, you know, by and large, it is overwhelmed here by the job situation, and that's really the focus effort of everyone. Healthcare plays into that. If you've got a job, you're more likely to have some healthcare. People are worried about, well, when I lose my job, or if I lose my job, what am I going to do? How are my kids going to get to the doctor? How am I going to get to the doctor? And so that's mainly where the healthcare discussion here is here in Detroit. With large numbers of unemployed and a high poverty level, there's also worry about, you know, people below the poverty line and how they're going to get taken care of under any new system.
What do you think people's reaction is going to be, Joshua, to this idea that aside from everything else he has to deal with, the president is struggling mightily with a nicotine addiction?
Well, depending on who you ask, the fact that you can smoke in some places in South Florida and can't in others is either the best thing about living here or the worst thing about living here, because we're a nightlife community. So some people like to go out and smoke, and some people hate to go out and be around smokers like me. So it's depending on who you ask, it's either going to be really popular or, you know, why doesn't he just kick the habit and stop smoking already? I used to work in tobacco prevention years ago, like 11 years ago. So, yeah, Florida, if you've ever seen the Truth campaign on TV, those crazy ads where they lay down in front of the tobacco, Florida originated that campaign, and I used to be in the ads. So for me, looking at this, especially in a state like Florida that has been wildly successful in getting young people not to smoke, there are lots and lots of people in the state of Florida who are saying, thank goodness he's doing this and being kind of public about
open
it.
About it, yeah. Mark Steiner hosted the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA in Baltimore, Maryland. Mark, you know, I have this image of Barack Obama sneaking out of the White House and going over to the Jefferson Memorial to have a cigarette. What do you think?
Well, you know, that's probably what he does. He's saying, can I have a hit on this? Do you have another one? Can I have one? If you're in the White House, I think, and you are a smoker, that's one way to get into the Oval Office, maybe.
Are your listeners reacting to this sort of thing?
They were not so much. They were acting more about Iran and health care than they were about smoking, I think.
What did they say about health care before we go?
But very quickly, it's a state that's got a lot of single-payer activity and a lot of health care for all activity. It's been a boiling issue here between inside the progressive community, especially, one side and the other. So it's been a hot topic on our airwaves.
All right. Well, Mark Steiner, thanks for being with us. Host of the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA in Baltimore, Maryland, where the takeaway is heard. Also, Jerome Vaughn, news director at WDET in Detroit. And Joshua Johnson, reporter and anchor with WLRN Miami Herald News. Thanks to all of you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.